I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
Silence means so much to me. It's more than just wearing the dress. It's about hopefully inspiring the next generation.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. We're growing and we're looking forward to the upcoming season.
What do you remember most about that first cap?
The first cap, God, very little. That's a long time ago, very little.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.
I'm Sasha Shipway, and welcome to The Netball Show with Mizuno. This week, Tracy Coles, who is the Netball Ireland Under-19 manager, and if you're missing England head coach Jess Thirlby on a weekly netball podcast called The Netball Show, don't worry.
Cheers, Sasha. Plenty of player movements going on ahead of the new season. This week, Ash Neil is off to Thunder, and Mia Ritchie returns for Team Bath. Keep an eye out on the website, thenetballshow.co.uk/2020, for all the latest as when we get it.
Ireland are looking for a new head coach. The side are currently ranked 25th in the latest INF rankings this week. And Under-19 manager Tracy Coles tells us more.
It is a fantastic enjoyment for me. I've played netball over the years, both in New Zealand and here in Ireland. And to be able to give back to netball, it's just so rewarding. And the positivity of the girls in our Under-19 squad, it just makes it all worthwhile.
That, to me, doesn't sound like an Irish accent.
It's not. It's a Kiwi accent.
So you would have had more of a grin on your face at the result of the World Cup a few weeks ago?
I've had a grin on my face ever since the World Cup. It was an amazing result for New Zealand netball. And those girls, they just really, really deserved that. So very happy.
I assume you would have gone and experienced the whole atmosphere.
We did indeed. There was a group of my friends over here in my netball club that I play for, and we went over. We had a four-day experience over in Liverpool. It was fantastic. We didn't want to get back on the plane to come back to Dublin. And what was the best thing about it was that the players were so accessible. You could meet them walking around and speak to them, and that was just amazing.
Big times for the organisation as well, because you'd be looking for a new head coach?
We will. It's an interesting time. So we've had a great time with Joan as our coach. You know, Netball Ireland's had a fantastic time. She's taken a squad to 19th in the world, which is an amazing achievement.
Definitely.
for a voluntary organisation, and for an organisation where we self-fund, as in the girls have to fundraise themselves, don't get any funding given to us. So, you know, Joan's taken the girls to an amazing place. And I know she's going to be very sadly missed. But of course, Joan being Joan, I'm sure we'll all keep in contact. But like we say, there's going to be a vacancy for a new coach. There will be a transition period into this role. But look, you know, if anyone is looking or anyone is interested, if you wouldn't mind putting your expression of interest back to Netball Ireland through the Facebook page again, if you jump on our Facebook page, there's a link there to an email address as well. So we'd be very, very interested in hearing from people. It's an extremely rewarding role with a great group of people and a great organisation in Netball Ireland.
What kind of things will that role involve?
Well, you'd be coach of the open squad, so it'll involve obviously face-to-face time over in Ireland, training the girls and obviously going to tournaments and competitions with them and leading them on their next journey for the next number of years.
We earlier looked on the success, obviously, the World Cup. What kind of impact has that had locally?
Yeah, we see an increased interest, especially in our youth playing netball, and those are the people that we want to encourage in netball, because they're going to be the future of netball. Also, everyone's just buzzing over the World Cup. It was a fantastic tournament, and a lot of people from Ireland did go over. So, a lot more interest.
And next for the Under-19s, isn't it a tournament in November?
Yes, now this is very exciting for the squad that I'm the manager of. So we have an Under-19s developmental weekend. It's Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th of November. So we have four teams that are going to compete in this. So obviously there'll be the Netball Ireland Under-19s. There'll also be Switzerland, who are coming over, Isle of Man, and also a team from the UK, so Shipley, are going to be coming as well. So there'll be all that on the court netball, but also we have Elaine Doris and Sarah Drake coming over from an umpiring perspective.
Wow.
which is amazing. And they're going to be helping their coaches that are there, that are going to be coming along with the countries and with ours, and giving feedback and so forth. Not to be outdone, we also have our own Joan Young and Maggie Jackson coming along as well. And those two ladies are going to be helping with the bench and also giving a mini workshop. So there's going to be a lot going on to develop different aspects of netball over the weekend, both for the girls playing netball, for the coaches, and from an umpiring perspective as well.
There's obviously that team on court, but what about your support team? They're an important part as well.
Our under-19 squad is coached by Ellie, and Ellie is one of three level two coaches that we have in Ireland. She's also assistant coach of the open squad. And just to add to Ellie's CV, Ellie's an ex-Irish player who played for many years for Ireland. So she brings with her a wealth of experience both on the court and also as a coach. So I'm really, really looking forward to this tournament for the two of us to be working together.
You had a nice fundraiser last weekend, didn't you? So I just wondered how that went.
It was really successful. Our open squad were fundraising, and we had an open day challenge. We had a lot of different people come along, from children / teenagers through to adults, and we had a mix right throughout the teams. And it was a really fun day, and it was exactly what netball is, and that's that it's all-inclusive of all ages. There's something for everybody. So it was a really good day, very positive.
We're partnered on the podcast with Mizuno, and we hear that you've got a new kit deal with them as well. This is great news.
We do indeed. We have a new 4-year kit deal signed with Mizuno. It's very exciting for us. Our senior squad will be playing in the Euros in September, and they will be debuting that kit at the Euros. It's extremely exciting. And also our under-19s will be wearing their kit. Our orders have been placed. We'll have that kit for November, and they'll be showcasing that. So very exciting times.
Really can't wait to see what that looks like, and just having a team like that behind you as well, and it just adds to it, doesn't it? Really makes it special.
It does indeed. It does indeed.
Hi, this is Stephanie from the Centre Pies podcast with the Suncorp Super Netball semi-final results. The Lightning booked themselves a spot on grand final day after defeating the New South Wales Swifts by 10 goals, 58-48, while the Melbourne Vixens knocked the Collingwood Magpies out of finals with a 13-goal victory, 62-49, and will now travel to Sydney to take on the Swifts in the preliminary final. I'll be back next week with the result from the prelim final to tell you which team will go up against the Lightning to try to stop them from winning their third premiership in a row.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary support required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop-start, change direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. The New England head coach, Jess Thirlby, is a few weeks into her new role. We have been speaking to her to find out how things have been going.
Jess, you've been pretty busy since the last time we spoke. Been up to
much? I know. Yeah, I know. It has been a busy pass by since obviously the amazing news of my appointment. And I can't. It has sunk in now, so I'm well and truly kind of really, really excited.
I suppose my first question is a response really for that DM that I got. Are you still able to continue with the Netball Show podcast that you do?
Well, yeah, we're hoping to. obviously we're all trying to do our part, aren't we, on promoting the sport. So I don't think there's anything controversial about our BBC Netball show. So I would really like to still kind of have a voice and make sure netball's got a voice. So yeah, the intention will certainly be to continue, but it can't ever obviously be as a distraction to the big job at hand. So it will fit around neatly, but it would be fantastic if I can still help promote the broader message that we want through netball and be accessible really as the Roses head coach. So yeah, that would definitely be my hope moving forward.
How has that last few weeks been?
It's been incredible. Like, it's obviously really busy, and I've had kind of my ear to the ground in trying to make sure that I connect with all the appropriate people as soon as possible, and linking in with a lot of the players and getting up to speed with the plans for, you know, for the next 6 to 12 months, because obviously there's a lot there that has already been put in place. So I just want to make sure that I'm really informed and up to speed and adding anything that I feel will bring immediate value to the Roses programme. It has been a whirlwind, but I'm loving every minute of it and can't wait to get into camp at the beginning of September.
The important news: have you been welcomed in at the players' WhatsApp group yet?
There is a WhatsApp group, yeah. Hey. It's players and staff, I think. So yeah, we're on the WhatsApp group. But to be fair, obviously, you know, there's a lot of players that I'm sure netball's the last thing they kind of really want to be thinking about whilst they're having a bit of downtime. And then we've obviously got a new cohort coming into the Roses full-time programme. So I'm sure it will get more active as we move forward. But yeah, I'm on the WhatsApp group. Another one. But this is a pretty special one to be part of.
We saw you at the World Cup. Had you any ideas that the announcement was imminent?
Well, I knew that it would be post-World Cup, that there would be any announcement. I didn't know of any outcome at that point at all. So I was very much at the World Cup as a complete Roses fan and trying to support the squad. I was there with my family at the start of the week. I really wanted them to experience a home World Cup. So that was really lovely to be able to take the children and my husband. And then later on, I was obviously helping Comic Relief with the Sport Relief, first ever Sport Relief netball match. It was a really great week and very different experiences from start to finish, but I'm just really pleased that I was up there and able to get a real feel for it. I went to the fans park and watched our New Zealand game there. So yeah, I got a real taste of it from every kind of through every lens really. So it's great.
You said in the press conference as well, you feel you're most at home on court, and that's where you get those big challenges. You're part of England netball now. So how much of a big task is it now you've had a chance to see it firsthand? Is there much to do?
There's always a lot to do. I think first and foremost, you need to respect the magnitude of a role such as the Roses head coach. You know, first and foremost, I have a huge responsibility to the players and to the staff and to England Netball and the organisation and to the sport. You know, there are many, many facets to a role like this. The coaching bit is where I'm going to feel most at home. That doesn't mean I always feel comfortable there. I love being challenged, and I love working with players and coaches alike and really kind of seeking that challenge and check and challenge me as a coach. But ultimately, you know, a role like this, the skill set required is far broader than just what I can do on the court. Don't get me wrong, that's absolutely critical and a core part of my responsibilities moving forward. But I just, you know, in particular now with where the sport's arrived, I think it's really important that, you know, I recognise, respect and appreciate what my role is alongside these Roses in terms of making sure that netball stays on the map. And I really hope that the fan base continue to support these Roses. It will look and feel a little bit different. It always does at the start of a cycle. But one of the things that I've really reinforced in every opportunity I've had in these first few weeks is that this first year of a four-year cycle is very important. It's the bedrock of everything that we will do. And what we do now will really count come Birmingham in 3 years' time. So for me, I have my ear to the ground. I'm absolutely committed and immersed in the task at hand. And it's a really exciting time. I kind of thrive in these moments where you've got people that are really kind of chomping at the bit to have their opportunity within a Roses programme, as well as those that are returning having achieved the success that they have in the last 2 years. So how I kind of integrate that and make sure that it's sustained for the next 3 and 4 years is obviously a big task, but one I'm really looking forward to. And what better way to start with some of these fantastic opportunities that we've already got, both in terms of the Australia-New Zealand tour and that South Africa Test Series in November. I mean, what an opportunity for us all. So yeah, it's going to be an exciting year.
And that South Africa series as well, going to be really, really special for everybody taking part.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be great to go and match up against them so soon after the World Cup. Obviously, they've been on the rise for the last few years, as have the Roses. So I think it's really apt that we're playing them, and in particular that we're playing them overseas in Cape Town, who will obviously host the next World Cup. So yeah, I can't wait for that. I mean, it's always difficult playing away from home. But to have that opportunity against a nation such as South Africa, and really match up against both their current and emerging talent will be really impressive. And I can't wait to be in that environment and kind of sense what it will feel like in 3 or 4 years' time.
You need to give them that exposure as well, don't you? We need to play sides like this.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the most important task I feel like I have at my hands is around helping to continue to develop a Roses team that win when it matters the most. So how we measure ourselves against that across each of these 4 years is obviously what I'm kind of getting my teeth stuck into now. What does success look like? And that doesn't mean that we're not, you know, our intent to be successful and to perform with the Roses style of play and to win should never really falter. But what's really important is we have to keep perspective, and we need to make sure that everything we're doing, how we're playing, individual development and how I can help accelerate that, expose players to the global landscape in netball where they haven't had it before. All of these things are absolutely critical if we are to be a World Cup final winning team. So yeah, I mean, exposure is everything. So I'm really grateful that the international calendar, you know, that England Netball have worked so hard to create an international calendar now that provides those opportunities, multiple opportunities in each year of the cycle. I was part of an England generation where it really did go quite quiet in the years preceding the Commonwealth Games and World Cup. And a lot of that's down to funding as well. And the programme used to shrink really to a point where you just kind of had the odd international in the immediate few years after a major tournament. So it's testament, I think, to where the sports arrived, but also to England Netball as an organisation that they're handing us an international calendar now, whereby there is never a down period. You know, yes, the objectives may alter slightly, but don't ever mistake that I won't be leading a team with the intent to be the best we can be at any given point in our programme and making sure we can reach our capacity and our potential. So it is going to be exciting, and you're right, you know, this cohort of players need that opportunity now. They need to be supported in that and learn how to win on the international stage.
It's important as well that we keep this momentum going from the World Cup. Just obviously Fast Five in October, Super Leagues, those tickets are now on sale. And what's that like being part of massive events like that from a coaching point of view?
In this role?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely, the Super League and the events associated with Super League are absolutely critical to our player development and our coach development. And that's something I'm equally as passionate about. And I think we've got some of the best coaches in this country, and I think that's something to be really proud of. But it's now a case of having a real systematic approach as to what does our Super League need to look like, you know, in 2 years' time, 5 years' time, 10 years' time, and how are we ensuring that the coaches feel like they too are cared about, valued and are developing. So, you know, I've very much obviously worked within a Super League environment, but also along within an England environment throughout my coaching career. So I hope that I can bring an insight as to where potentially some of the gaps or growth could be, and also how we can move closer towards our Super League environments becoming more at least semi-professional, with a view that, you know, let's set the direction of travel to be professional and let's aspire to that. And what can my role be to help assist and support that as a Roses head coach? I absolutely love the Super League. I think it's improved year on year. And now it's just a case of how we can make sure we integrate that with the Roses programme and really create an open and honest conversation and dialogue amongst our critical domestic clubs and the Roses programme, who have supported, you know, the players so well over the years. So really important.
We already know you're an ideas person, but you're part of that league management committee in its infancy, weren't you?
Yeah. So I was on the league management committee. That's kind of a long time ago now, actually. I remember Jo Adams, when she first joined England Netball, actually, that we sat on that group together. And yes, I'm an ideas person, but it's also, you know, it's important to harness which ones you need to invest your time and energy in to really make a critical difference. And I really appreciated the opportunity being on that league management committee and help kind of steer, listen to and kind of advise and support from a club point of view, from an England Netball point of view, what we might have needed to do. So it's been brilliant to see the growth of our domestic competition, and it continues to be such an important and critical vehicle for everything that I've mentioned already, really. So yeah, it seems like a long time ago, but yeah, I was on the league management committee.
As ever, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at The Netball Show. Make sure you tweet us and give us your feedback. If you like the podcast, leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to the show. We're also on Facebook, also The Netball Show. So, yep, check us out, and thank you so much for listening.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
Silence means so much to me. It's more than just wearing the dress. It's about hopefully inspiring the next generation.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. We're growing and we're looking forward to the upcoming season.
What do you remember most about that first cap?
The first cap, God, very little. That's a long time ago, very little.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.